Hopefully at home you've had a moment to get your prayer list downloaded there. If you've not, please take the time to do that under the church website at highlandbaptistchurch.com under the info tab there. I'm following along on my phone on Facebook there, so please put your prayer requests from home in there. We're just going to go over a few tonight on our Highland Baptist Church family list, as well as the friends and family side. We've moved some that were in the nursing home up because they are no longer in the nursing home. They were there for rehab, and they're up on the Highland Baptist Church family part of that. So just to give you some updates of some, let me get my message here. So just sharing with you about Miss Suzanne Barton. She's recovering at home from the surgery that she had on her esophagus and stomach, where they put that back together there. So keep her in your prayers. She's feeling better. The doctor told her to start trying different foods to see how she tolerated them, just to be cautious with meats and breads, eating small bites and slowly. So that's what she's doing. She says thanks again for your prayers for her through all of this. So thank you for that. That's Suzanne Barton under the family side there. Leanne Wells is doing fairly good from her surgery on her knee replacement. So we praise the Lord for that. Ken Tatum is still continuing to improve, but has a lot of back pain there. Some days are worse than others, so do continue to keep him in your prayers. Amy Jackson has an upcoming thyroid biopsy, so keep her in your prayers with that upcoming. Rick German had been in the hospital for surgery, but he's back at home recovering. You'll notice also that at the bottom, Cindy Ingram is now back at home recovering. Any more on her? Okay, so she's ahead of schedule for where she should be, and thanks everybody for the prayers there. So keep praying for her. And then Beth Kidd is also back at home recovering from being in the hospital, and then also at the rehab there too. Are there any other updates or any additions that we need to add to the Highland Baptist Church family side there? All right, on the friends and family side, just a few here, not very many on this side that I needed to just share with you. Holly Dean had her baby. Things are going pretty good with the baby. She did have some surgery, and I think she's come through the surgery pretty well. So the high-risk pregnancy aspect is over with that part, but still has some recovery from her surgery. So do continue to keep her in your prayers. The family of Joe Davis, that was Kathy Heiss's sister. We mentioned that last Wednesday and her passing. And then Samantha's sister, Sherry McCulloch, has broken her hip. And so keep her in prayer as she continues to recover from that. Any other updates on any others on that side? All right, so Phil Jones, that's on that side, did get a good report, for those of you listening at home especially. And so just continue to keep him in your prayers as he continues to recover. He has a ways to go with his. So, any others? All right, on the nursing home assisted living list, we have Bertie Davis at Brookdale, Ms. Beverly Daniel at Morning Point, Hoyt Farrell at Legacy Nursing Home, and Mary Lee Stringfield at the Lynchburg Nursing Home. And just keep Ms. Birdie Davis in your prayers. She has some struggles from time to time, and so keep her in your prayers, as well as all of those, but just giving you a little update there on Ms. Birdie. Anyone else? Any additions, any updates? I don't see any online, so let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer for these that are still in need of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your presence with us tonight. We thank you for just loving us and caring for us all throughout the day, providing for us, keeping us safe, providing our every need, sustaining us with your mighty strong arms. And yet, Lord, we know that we're not always where we need to be with you tonight, and especially as we're going to look in this passage tonight, Lord, there is the need for us to address any sin in our lives, any unconfessed sin, whether that's through actions that we did or didn't do that we should have done, or whether that's thoughts that we thought that we shouldn't have. Maybe it's words that we spoke unkindly to someone that we should have not spoken. Father, maybe it was just in our heart that we did those things. And Lord, I just want to pray that you will shine the light of the truth of your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, to magnify, Lord, the sin that is in our hearts, to help us to realize, Lord, that we are not perfect. We do still sin, and we have those struggles daily. And so, Father, I pray that you would forgive us and cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Set us on the path to be walking with you, talking with you, living for you each and every day. And we know we can't do that in and of ourselves. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. So fill us, Lord, with your Spirit. We pray, God, that you would hear our prayers tonight. We don't want anything to hinder as we intercede on behalf of all of these that are on the prayer list, those that we named and even those that were unnamed. Father, we just pray that you will divinely intervene in